And that phrase, Two Americas, which figured so prominently in Senator Edwards' campaign, is also the title of Stanley Greenberg's book. Stanley Greenberg is a prominent Democratic pollster. He was President Clinton's pollster. He joins us by phone right now. You just heard a Republican and a Democrat discussing the coming campaign. Does it appear to you to be more of the same, a very tightly divided country with very diminished party politics as a result?
Well, I mean, that is the most. If you watch the primaries and you look at the way our politics, the intense passions, you know, on both sides of the partisan divide. I mean, the most likely outcome is we repeat and deepen the divide that we faced. You know, but I did watch John Kerry, you know, tonight. I mean, indeed, it was a tip of the hat when he spoke of One America. But you know, he also offered themes that not just mm-hmm. he. You know, Kerry and Dean and others offered themes during the primaries, that suggest that Democrats may be thinking a little bit broader than the kinds of issues that has left them locked, but short of a majority in the country.
Let me ask you a question, though. One of the big differences between Democratic discourse over the past few months and the way President Bush addresses the country is Democrats speak of a pervasive unfairness in American life. And lots of people are being done in all the time, and that the wealthy are getting away with tax breaks and unfair patronage at the federal government level. I mean, what do Americans believe on this score? Do they really think that American life is essentially unfair, or do they think it's essentially a game that's not fixed against them?
I'm sure they still think of America as a land of opportunity. And both, I think both George Bush and John Kerry, will have a chance to make the case that they can carry that banner into this this era. But there is a problem that the president faces, which is, one, he's the heir to 2.5 decades of growing inequality, but an economic policy that's had brought uneven results. And he has sought to claim the positive, the success, the progress on prosperity. But Americans don't see that yet, very clearly in the polls. They don't think that they've yet seen that in their lives. And that has meant that there's an opportunity for Democrats, to talk about that growing frustration in the country. I mean, that's why the Democrats, why John Kerry is head in the polls. And I actually think it is a moment of opportunity. It could be very negative. It could be narrow. It could be simply corporate bashing. And if it's that, it's not going to capture the imagination of the country. But if it's about how we make our prosperity enrich everyone, and a much more encompassing vision of how we share opportunity, then I think there's a chance the Democrats can really capture some of the feeling here.
Stanley Greenberg, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Right, thank you.
Stanley Greenberg, pollster, was President Clinton's pollster and author of the book The Two Americas. Melissa?
And to recap tonight's results, polls have now closed in 9 of the 10 states holding Super Tuesday contests, and voting ends in California in a little over an hour. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry has effectively clinched the Democratic presidential nomination with a string of victories in New York, Ohio, Maryland, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. And network exit polls project him winning in Georgia, although partial vote counts at this point show John Edwards with a slight lead there. The North Carolina senator is reportedly headed back to his home state, where he's expected to drop out of the race tomorrow. Ironically, the only state clearly not to go for John Kerry tonight was Vermont, which gave its former governor, Howard Dean, his only victory of the campaign. Dean dropped out of the race 2 weeks ago. A member of the Bush-Cheney campaign said President Bush called John Kerry tonight to congratulate him on securing the nomination. He quoted the president as saying he looked forward to a very spirited contest. And Robert, as we mentioned, we have results still coming in from California later on tonight. Polls close there at 8 o'clock California time, Pacific time.
And that race in Georgia is so close that with 69% of the vote counted at this point, both Senator Kerry and Senator Edwards are at 44%. As you said, the exit polls suggest that it's going to be a Kerry win, but the actual count of the vote is much closer than that.